From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Former Illinois Governor George Ryan entered a plea of not guilty today to federal corruption charges. A few hours later, Ryan held a news conference where he denied all the allegations against him. NPR's David Shaper reports from Chicago.
In a large wood-paneled courtroom this morning, George Ryan stood before U.S. District Court Judge Rebecca Palmeyer and said, "I do," four times when she asked if he understood the charges against him. These were the only words he spoke as his attorney, Dan Webb, entered the plea of not guilty on the former governor's behalf to charges of racketeering conspiracy, mail fraud, tax fraud, and making false statements. But a few hours later, in a conference room in his attorney's downtown office, Ryan read from a statement denying he'd done anything wrong.
I am absolutely not guilty of those charges.
But in announcing the 91-page, 22-count grand jury indictment last week, federal prosecutors allege a pattern of corruption dating back more than a decade, first in Ryan's former office as Illinois Secretary of State and continuing as governor. U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald says Illinois was basically for sale under Ryan. The indictment alleges Ryan took payoffs from close friends and associates in exchange for letting them feed at the state trough. The indictment accuses Ryan of steering lucrative state contracts and leases to his friends and allowing them access to inside information so they could pocket millions in profits off of state business, while Ryan and members of his family allegedly received at least $167,000 in cash, gifts, and vacations in return. George Ryan says the allegations just aren't true, and he points to his record of more than three decades in public service.
I've tried my best to be faithful to that service and to learn to earn the trust and the support of the voters who elected me election after election. I would not dishonor that trust by the kind of conduct the government has alleged.
The former governor has maintained his innocence all along since the initial scandal first broke more than 5 years ago when he was Illinois Secretary of State. His employees were found to be selling trucker's licenses to unqualified drivers for bribes and funneling much of the proceeds into Ryan's campaign fund. 59 people have been convicted in the scandal. Ryan sharply criticizes what he calls 6 years of abuse, saying he's endured an intrusive federal investigation and he pledges to go to trial to establish his innocence. That trial may be a ways off. In court today, Ryan's attorneys asked for 15 months to prepare for a trial that could last 6 months. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.